with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, May 4th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday being a Wednesday, there's not usually a whole lot going on in the sports world. Just one girls' golf event yesterday, and that was the Whispering Creek Invitational hosted by Sioux City East. The Lamar's girls' golf team competed in that and took home a sixth-place finish with a 449 score. It was an 18-hole tournament. Top four get scored for the Bulldogs. They finished sixth to the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, who won the tournament with a 384. Atlantic took second with a 395, and Sioux City East was third with a 400. The Bulldogs were kind of right in the middle there as Meta Scove shot a 110 to finish 23rd, the best score for the Bulldogs individually. Jada Pluger shot a 112. She finished 26th, and Maya Scove shot a 113. She finished 30th. Taylor Mackey, the other scorer, shot a 114, finishing 32nd for the Bulldogs. They were able to get back to action in girls' golf yesterday, and they'll be back in action today. We'll get to that in our sports schedule later on. But we wanted to get you caught up on some postseason assignments that have been coming out recently. Golf postseason assignments and some tennis postseason assignments as our area teams figure out what their path to state meets and tournaments look like. Take a look first at the girls' golf regional assignments that came out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. We'll start in Class 1A, where in Region 2A, it is a meet that's going to be held at Willow Creek Golf Course and hosted by the Galen Catholic Jays. In that regional opener, it'll be Akron Westfield, Galen Catholic, MMCRU, and Remsen St. Mary's. They'll be at Willow Creek Golf Course along with Boyden Hall, George Little Rock, Lawton Bronson, and Woodbury Central. The regional final will be taking place in Algona at the meet hosted by Bishop Garrigan. There are three sub-regions, and then the region final will take place on May 17th. The regional first round is May 12th. Also in Class 1A, in Region 1A, Kingsley Pearson will be heading to the Aurelia Golf Course for the meet hosted by Alta Aurelia, also containing Boyer Valley, Glidden Ralston, River Valley, West Monona, Westwood, and Woodbine. The region final in Region 1 is at Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Anita, hosted by Cumberland Anita Messina. Taking a look at Class 2A, that's where the Hinton Blackhawks will have their postseason assignment. They're in Region 1B, and they'll be at the regional opening round hosted by the Holstein Country Club and Ridgeview. They will be competing against Cherokee, East Sac County, MVAOCOU, OABCIG, Pocahontas Area, Ridgeview, and Sioux Central. Hinton's regional final will be taking place at Landsmere Golf Course in Orange City. And finally, to Class 3A, Lamar's Community is going to be heading to Storm Lake for their regional final. No regional opening rounds in Class 3A. The Bulldogs will be competing against Algona, Bishop Heelan, Clear Lake, Harlan, Humboldt, MOC Floyd Valley, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux Center, Spencer, Spirit Lake, and Storm Lake as the Bulldogs find out their postseason path. Again, in Class 3A, just a regional final, they'll play their regional tournament on May 17th. In Class 1A and 2A, they'll have a regional opening round on May 12th and advance to the regional final on May 17th. And because we didn't bring you these when they came out earlier this season, we thought we'd bring these to you now. The boys' spring golf postseason sites and assignments. Their postseason gets started earlier than the girls. In Class 1A, sectional play on May 9th will take place at South O'Brien for Galen Catholic, Kingsley Pearson, and MMCRU. They'll also be joined by George Little Rock, Harris Lake Park, South O'Brien, and Trinity Christian at that sectional. The other sectional in Class 1A involving Plymouth County Schools is in Ottawa, as Akron Westfield and Remsen St. Mary's will be at the Ottawa Country Club. They'll play on Wednesday, May 10th, against the likes of Lawton Bronson, River Valley, Siouxland Christian, West Monona, and Woodbury Central. The district meet that will compile all four sectionals will be hosted by Galen Catholic at Willow Creek Golf Course. That's coming up on Monday, May 15th at 10 o'clock in the morning. So Willow Creek Golf Course is going to be busy with some postseason golf here coming up in the next couple of weeks. In Class 2A, the Hinton Blackhawks are in a sectional hosted by Boyden Hall at the Rolling Hills Country Club. They'll be competing against the likes of Boyden Hall, Hartley Melvin Sanborn, OABCIG, Rock Valley, Sheldon, Sibley Ocheden, and West Lyon. The district meet will be hosted at the Emerald Hills Golf Club in Okoboji on Monday, May 15th. And finally, in postseason assignments that we should bring you here, the Class 1A Boys Tennis Substate Brackets were released, and Lamar's community will be heading up to Spencer for the Substate Tennis Team Tournament to take on the likes of Bishop Heal, and the Bulldogs earn the 4 seed in their Substate Bracket. Spencer is the 1 seed, and so they get to host part of it, and they will take on Cherokee. So it'll be Spencer versus Cherokee, Lamar's versus Bishop Heal, and then the winners of those duels will play each other also on that Friday, May 12th. The winner moves on to the Substate Final to be played on Wednesday, May 17th. The other side of the Substate has Spirit Lake taking on Estherville Lincoln Central in Spirit Lake, and Sergeant Bluff Luton takes on Storm Lake also at Spirit Lake. And again, those Substate opening round contests, first and second rounds, are on Friday, May 12th. All these postseason sites and assignments can be found on the respective governing bodies' websites. For the girls, ighsau.org, and for the boys, iahsaa.org. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. Picks up a little bit after not much yesterday. In the sport of golf, Lamar's girls golf gets some action going once again. They've got a home triangular. They're hosting Bishop Heelan in Sioux City West today. In Warrigal Conference golf, it's a triangular at the Lamar's community, Willow Creek Golf Course. Galen Catholic hosting Akron Westfield and Hinton. Lamar's girls will be going in the morning throughout the early afternoon, and then the triangular between Akron Westfield and Hinton and Galen Catholic will be later on in the day. Remsen St. Mary's is in action in a triangular as well, taking on Trinity Christian at West Sioux. MMCRU is up in Sanborn, taking on Harris Lake Park and Hartley Melvin Sanborn. And also in Warrigal Conference Golf, Unity Christian is at Western Christian. In boys tennis in the MRAC, the Lamar's Community Boys wrap up the Missouri River Conference dual schedule at home today. They're hosting Sergeant Bluff Luton, and the Bulldogs are looking to go for the unbeaten Missouri River Conference dual schedule. They are taking on a Sergeant Bluff Luton squad that's going to be tricky. Of course, SBL got the 3 seed in their substate, but the Bulldogs have the chance to go for the unbeaten regular season title in the MRAC today. Best of luck to Coach Barr and the Bulldogs in that effort. And it's a full slate of track and field today, starting off at Bishop Heelan, where the Lamar's Community Track Team is in action at the Missouri River Activities Conference meet. It's going to be at Memorial Field at Bishop Heelan. In other track action, we've got 5 Plymouth County schools heading up to Haywarden. It's Akron Westfield, Galen Catholic, Hinton, MMCRU, and Remsen St. Mary's. They're all at the West Sioux meet. And Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, hosting a co-ed invitational with the likes of Harris Lake Park, Ridgeview, River Valley, Siouxland Christian, and Whiting in attendance. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com, or be sure you follow us on our Twitter page as well for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.